Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazeen istafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويمنعون الماعون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed the ummah with the name Al-Mani'u. Al-Mani'u. Al-Mani'u is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mani'u comes from the root words Mana'a. And Mana'a in the Arabic language has many meanings. Mana'a means to block someone. Mana'a means to prevent. Mana'a means to stop someone. Mana'a also means to deny something. And so Al-Mani'u is translated as the preventer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the preventer. Now, in order for us to understand the meaning of Al-Mani'u, I have taken out some examples of the Quran, so that everything is from the Quran, and for us to understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in His creation. Al-Mani'u, the preventer, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow any kind of intrusion in His creation or in His kingdom without His permission. And everything runs in perfect harmony. Everything runs in perfect harmony. And there is no possibility for anyone to come in the middle and to intrude the cycle of life or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and for it to function in that manner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mani'u. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents anything that is going to be harmful to insan or to even anyone in His creation. So that is the meaning of Al-Mani'u. So for an example, if you read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun, the moon, the earth, the stars, the galaxies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun. Speaks about the sun. Is a shamsu kuwirat. And the sun is mentioned in the Quran many a times, a shams. So for an example, the sun is at one location and the earth is also at one location. And Allah does not give permission for the earth to get close to the sun, and Allah does not give permission to the earth to get close to the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a line, and everything can only flow in that direction. And so if we do our calculations, the sun is approximately 93 million miles away from this earth. 93 million miles away from this earth. And understand that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam's mi'raj. Subhanallah. Within seconds, Huzur alayhi salatu was salam got on the top. Where is the earth and where is the heavens? And the sun. So within seconds he got up. And also for the angels to come down and for the angels to go back up to ascend also. Now, 93 million miles, it seems that everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living on a knife edge, but yet in perfect harmony. But yet in perfect harmony. If the earth gets close to the sun, or if it moves slightly, then it would be impossible for anyone to remain alive in this dunya. Everything would be too hot. An insan would die. Nothing would live. And if the earth went back very far away from the earth, then it would be too cold. Nothing would exist. This snow that you see is nothing. It would be impossible for anything to even remain alive. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mani'u, the preventer. The ulama have mentioned that the Quran is not just a book of worship which tells you about taqwa, or which tells you about your sadaqat and your khairat and your manners of fasting and how you should perform hajj. But the Quran is such a kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is demanding from us that we ponder upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi samawat وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah is saying, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The night, the day, when we go to sleep, subhanallah, the sun, the moon, whatever you see it in a sense that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. And so the distance, the marking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also perfect. And so Allah is the preventer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow anything to move from its axis or from its orbit or from its area in which it is flowing. It is a lane that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, and it cannot trespass. How many times we see that, subhanallah, even when you look at the documentaries, in space you have stones and rocks, meteors that are constantly flowing. And in the thousands and millions rocks, and some of the meteors are so big that if they were to collide with this earth would come to complete destruction. Everything would end. Everything would end. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything. Everything. Nothing happens to this earth. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mani'u. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken complete control. In fact, the scholars have mentioned there are billions of stars and galaxies. And some of the galaxies, they have more than 200, 300 billion stars. 200, 300 billion stars. And all of them are very close. They flow together, but yet you don't see any one of them to collide. Who does that? The Quran is saying that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is al-mani'u. Everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is flowing in perfect harmony. Complete perfect harmony. When we study science, we should study science in a way that it brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. He is al-mani'u. What is stopping the soul, the ruh, from getting out of the body? The doctors are doing an operation. They have to make sure that not a lot of blood comes out from your body, and you have 3-4 surgeons and a team of doctors that are there. Each doctor has got his own responsibility, the surgeon. And they open him up. What happens to the ruh? Why doesn't the soul come out? What happens to the ruh? The ruh does not come out. It's easy. If you pop the balloon, it will pop. But what about this human body? What about the ruh, the soul? What happens to the ruh? Even if you open it, a surgery that is taking place, why Allah is saying al-mani'u? Allah is the preventer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the... Allah has not given the ruh the permission for it to leave the body. Allah hasn't given it permission. And until Allah does not give it the permission, it can't do anything. That person is alive. That person is alive. And only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission, the ruh can come out from the body. That is the meaning of al-mani'u. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the preventer. Everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. Just a few days ago, yesterday, somebody came to me and said, Maulana, I live alone. And when I go to sleep, what I see is that there are certain things that are in front of me, and I get very, very scared because I sleep alone. And it seems that someone is very close. There's a butterfly that is close to my ears. And like somebody is making noise. I said to him that the jinns have to be scared from you. You should not be scared of the jinns. The jinns have to be scared of you. You should not be scared of the jinns. Why? Because if you pray Ayatul Kursi, koi maa ka laal aapka baal bigar nahi sakta. If you pray Ayatul Kursi in the night and you go to sleep, you can have everything in front of you, but no harm can come to you. When you read Kul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Kul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mani'u. A lot of things are to do with your mind also. Because sometimes what happens, you are living and you premeditate things and you feel that I'm expecting something like this, and then you will expect it. So if the mind is picking up signals that, you know, there's somebody upstairs and somebody is walking upstairs and there's nobody upstairs, then you will start hearing things that somebody is upstairs and walking. You will hear it because this is what shaitan wants. But in reality, you are completely protected. If, of course, you want to protect yourself by the Quran, by the kalam of Allah. And Allah is saying, I am al-mani'u. And I am al-mani'u. The shayateen cannot trespass you. The shayateen cannot trespass you. They can't harm you as such. They can't just come and kill you or harm you or attack you. They can't do that. Why? Because he is al-mani'u, the preventer. Allah has blocked that complete access, because with each believer, a Muslim, a mu'min, there is an angel who is hafadha. There is an angel who is hafadha. Allah is al-mani'u. The oceans cannot overlap and not cover dry land and cover this earth. Sometimes it can. Why? It's only by the permission of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated a boundary for them. Bas. This is it. And you cannot cross this. He is al-mani'u. Some beautiful verses of the Quran in Surah Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Marajal Bahrain. And you will see the two seas that are let loose. Maraj, let loose. Maraj al-Bahrain. Allah has let it loose. Yaltaqiyan. And they meet. The two seas meet each other. But Allah is saying, Bainahuma barzakh. I have put a barrier between the two seas. La yabghiyan. And they cannot change the characteristics of one to another. لا يبغيان. And some of you might have seen that. We saw this when we went to South Africa, Cape Town, and you can actually see a line, subhanallah, and you can see the color of the two seas. If you have a look, the Mediterranean Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, they meet one another. The Indian Ocean, the Red Sea, they meet one another. But the Mediterranean Sea is blue in color. And the Atlantic Ocean from the top, if you see, it is very much green. And the characteristics of the seas, Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi has mentioned, everything is different. There is no barrier, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a barrier. And you will see the density of this water is different to this water. The salt level of this water is different to this water. The temperature of this water, sea, is ocean, is different to this water. But yet, we can't physically see a barrier there. But that is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-mani'u. It is just the order of Allah. Allah is the preventer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the preventer. All this, the oceans meet one another, but yet it does not change its characteristics. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this ocean, it is completely different to that ocean. And you will see as if there is a line. You will see as if there is a line. And that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانَ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Look and ponder and think how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything that is around you. Who is doing this? Al-mani'u. It is just the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The jinnats cannot cross the human beings. And human beings cannot cross another world of the jinns. Yes, sometimes of course there is this conflict and there is this difficulty. That is sometimes when a person is in some situation, it can happen. Wallahu alam. But generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this rule. Al-mani'u. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed everything to function properly in this dunya in perfect harmony. You will never hear that all the animals of the jungle have decided now from Africa that they are all going to take over Cape Town or Johannesburg or any of the cities, and they are going to, the snakes have decided that we will work with the crocodiles, and the crocodiles say we are with the buffaloes and the elephants, and everybody are, all the animals have decided now they are going to come out from the jungle and the insan is the enemy. It doesn't work that way. Never ever will you hear that. Never. These are things that you will see in movies, but you will never ever see in reality. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions the name of one animal. And that animal is called Ibil. That animal is called Ibil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. O insan, have you not seen how I have created the camel? The Quran was revealed to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam in Arabia. And in Arabia, the most precious ride and the most precious animal was a camel. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the camel. Have you not seen how I have created the camel? The design of the camel. The head, the neck, the legs of the camel. If you look at the camel, the feet of the camel are much larger in proportion to its legs. The feet are much larger. If you look at the feet of the camel, they are much large, very large. If you look at the legs of it and if you look at the feet are much large. Why? So they don't get stuck into the desert sand. They don't get stuck into the desert sand. If you go to some of these countries like Dubai, and if you are going to take a ride in one of those 4x4s, and you will see that the driver will want to take out the air from the wheels, what will he do? He will take out the air from the wheels for the safety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ibil, the camel. Allah is saying, look at my creation. You are worshipping, fine. But look at who your Lord is. Look at the creation, how Allah has created this ibil. Don't just look at the camel like that. Look at the beautiful creation of Allah and how He has created that. And then what is, subhanallah, what is mind-boggling? The ulama have mentioned that you have the toes, and where the toes are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it an extra thick layer of skin. An extra thick layer of skin to this animal. Why? To prevent it from burning into the hot desert sand. So if you were to walk, you need something like your shoes or whatever to walk outside. Otherwise your feet would burn. But for the camel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it a thick sole. The skin that is there, so it does not have any taklif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents that irritation, that the feet would burn in the scorching heat. And then, if you look at the hump, it is said that the camel itself stores cold water in the hump. And when it drinks, it is in storage in the hump. And they say that the camel can live in the desert for 3 weeks without water. Can you imagine that? 3 weeks in that intense heat, it can stay alive without water. For a human being, they say that in the desert like this, within 36 hours you would die without water. You'd out of dehydration, you would die. But this animal stays alive for how many weeks? 3 weeks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-Mani'u. I am the one that prevents any kind of harm to even come to any of my creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of those who are the mushrikeen. Those who do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are worshipping anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the idols, whatever, and they are mushrik, and they are associating partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the objects that they are worshipping cannot even create my very small creation, Allah is saying, which is Dhubab. What is it? Dhubab. In the Quran, Allah speaks of Dhubab. They cannot even create one Dhubab. And what is a Dhubab? Does anybody know here? Fly. Mashallah. Abid, mashallah. Learning Arabic, huh? Fast. Dhubab means a fly. And then Allah is saying, وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابَ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. And if that fly was to snatch something from them, then they don't even have the power to retrieve that back from the fly. For an example, you might have some mithai, and the fly has taken some part of that mithai. Then if all of you tried to retrieve that small portion of mithai from that fly, لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. Allah is saying impossible. That is how weak you are. You cannot even create one makki, one fly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fly. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh has mentioned, and ulama and scholars were great people, and they say that the fly has got something very unique. Insan has got two eyes. Each fly, Allah has given it an eye. The lenses which constitute the eyes of that fly, the lenses are more than 5,000. How many lenses? 5,000. If you actually see a picture of a fly, And you have small, 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 small lenses. And these lenses that Allah has given to this makhluk fly is more than 5,000 lenses. And the lenses are given to this makhluk, and it can even see who is behind, so that it can protect itself from the enemies that might want to attack it. That is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And so that is what Allah is saying, I am al-mani'u. And everything what I have mentioned here is actually taken out from the tafsir and what the scholars have mentioned, the ulama have mentioned. In Surah Rahman, the camel and the fly, everything that is mentioned. And also going back to human beings. Alhamdulillah, we eat. Allah has blessed us with so much food. What we don't realize that sometimes eating can also be very, very dangerous. So Allah has given us two pipes. One is the windpipe and one is the food pipe. Automatically the adjustments are made. Automatically the adjustments are made. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made those adjustments in such a way that you are eating and that one lukma goes in. Allah is saying, I am al-mani'u. I prevent this one lukma. I block this one lukma. I stop this one lukma from going into the wrong pipe. Allahu Akbar. The food that you eat is going in the right pipe. It's going inside. The wind pipe is connected to your lungs. That's going down. But everything is close together. You are eating, you are talking, you don't even realize. And if it went into the wrong pipe, there is a possibility this person can faint, this person can even die, choke and die. There is every possibility. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, how many examples do we give that He is al-mani'u? Everything in His creation is running in the most perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. The food that we eat, think about it. Imagine, you know, if you had to do it yourself, making sure that the food is going to the right pipe manually, how difficult it would be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no grief to you. You just simply lift your hands, make use of your fingers, pick your lukma up, but the modern man wants to use fork and knife. But then you pick it up and you put it inside. And you say, Bismillah wa ala barakatillah, and it goes inside, and it's the right pipe. It is the right pipe. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mani'u. And the Quran speaks about the heart. In the last two sessions of Jumu'ah, we have been talking and we covered this topic, qalb, qalbul mu'min, the heart of a believer. And the most dangerous disease, which is the hardening of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us. But subhanallah, we have even doctors that are here. The heart is a pump. And it's got oxygenated blood and deoxygenated blood. But Allah does not allow the bloods to mix. Allah does not allow it to mix. Oxygenated blood and deoxygenated blood. But they will never mix. Otherwise a person would collapse. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this heart. And Allah is saying, I am al-mani'u. Everything is in my command. Everything is in my command. Allah has placed the heart in the most safe location. The rib cage. The rib cage. In case if a person was to take a blow or an accident, it's still in a very safe, very, very safe location. And then, generally, when a person is walking and talking, the heartbeat is 70 times per minute, for an example. 70 times per minute. But if he's doing exercise, where the muscle needs more oxygen, where the muscle needs more oxygen, if the heart is still at 70, the person can collapse. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, now when he is doing exercise, I give the command to the heart that you should pump more blood now. From 70, it goes to 180. From 70, it can go to 180. And this person does not even realize that everything that is working inside him, that is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, my brothers, have this understanding. When you see anything, think of the qudrat of Allah. When you are eating grapes, pick up the bunch of grapes and look at the grapes and think about the color. Who has given it the color? And the sweetness that is inside, the sweetness that is in there. Look at the banana that you eat. I remember when we used to sit for the tafsir in Jamia Masjid, Hazrat Maulana Adam Sahab, Allah give him a long life. Hazrat used to say, Ye Allah Ta'ala ki mithai hai. What was he saying? Ye Allah Ta'ala ki mithai. Ye Allah Ta'ala. No, you have habshi alwa, insan ki mithai. But the fruits are Allah Ta'ala's mithai, mithai. Allah is giving you mithai. And if you look at the mithai that is covered in the box, it'll give you an expiry date, this will happen, this will happen. But Allah, and Maulana would say, that look at this mithai that Allah is giving you. Look at the skin and the packaging of this mithai that Allah puts. Look at the packaging of the mithai. How beautiful is that packaging? And how beautiful is that what you are eating? That is the mithai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that is also al-mani'u. And then also, my respected brothers, inshallah, just one more example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. O insan, for you in the animals, the cattles, there is ibra, there is great sign for you. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I give you a drink that comes out from its belly. I give you a drink that comes out from the belly of the cow. From the belly of the cow. Allah Pak is saying that. I am giving you a drink. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, I am giving you the drink, but do you know how this drink comes out? Have you ever thought? Have you done? Brothers, you can go home and do your own research on this. How this drink comes out. Allah is saying it comes out, min baini farthin wadamin. It comes out very, very close to excretion. Excretion. Napaki impurity and blood. It comes out between excretion and blood. And Allah takes it out between excretion and blood. Allah takes it out for you. And Allah is saying, I am giving you labanan khalisan. I give you pure milk. Allahu Akbar. I give you pure milk, like how blood is red. Allah is saying, I am giving you milk that is completely white. And Allah is saying, have you ever seen any kind of blood in the milk? Labanan khalisan. Allah is saying, sa'ighal lisharibin, palatable for the drinkers. It is something that you will enjoy drinking. Sa'ighal. Khushghawar. It is something that you will enjoy drinking. Sa'ighal lisharibin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am al-mani'u, the preventer. Who am I? The preventer. I stop and block any kind of impurity, excretion, to touch the milk that I am going to give to you, insan. But think about it. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Allah give us all the tawfiq. There is one dua that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would frequently read, in which this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes after his farz namaz. After the farz namaz, the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt. What is it? La mani'a lima a'tayt. O Allah, la mani'a. no one can stop that which you have decided to give. La mani'a lima atait. O Allah, no one can stop that which you have decided to give. If Allah has decided to give you a baby boy, you will get a baby boy. وَلَا مُعْتِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتِ. And there is nothing in this world that can give you that which Allah does not want to give you. Allah has decided that this is not for you. Nobody in the world, even if the whole world decided to give you something, it cannot be given to you because that is not what Allah wants. وَلَا مُعْتِيَ. And nobody can give you that which Allah does not want you to have. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ. And no wealth and no majesty can enrich you in any shape or form except by the permission of Allah. And the true wealth, مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ, only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would read this dua. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And then he would read this. Allahumma la mani'a lima atait, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minkal jadd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq so that we understand everything that is running in perfect harmony, that alhamdulillah we feel that, you know, Allah has blessed us with all the blessings, and I am working, and I am doing that, and I am, shaitan makes you feel, I am doing it. It is my salary that is running this. It is my doing that is running that. Allah is saying, no. Al-mani'u, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is stopping and preventing any kind of hardship to come to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing everything to run in that perfect harmony that is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, for a few minutes, if you close your eyes, mashallah, we can cleanse the heart and think of the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let the heart speak out the beautiful name of Allah. Thodi der ke liye muraqaba kar le. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين ربنا تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب العالمين.